Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakhit Peeris. And of course, on show, we'll have Shane Dullava, our rugby specialist, bringing us news hot off the field from Vancouver, Canada. But first things first, cricket. What a final we had yesterday. But of course, it was a one-sided game. Disappointing for cricket fans because India completely outplayed New Zealand to win the finals by 95 runs, and they are richly crowned as the world champions. Well played, India. India were put into bat and they made a winning score of 256 runs for the loss of 5 wickets, setting the Kiwis a target of 256. And when you are chasing a target of 256 against the likes of Jasprit Bumrah, it could be pretty Herculean. Let me first and foremost give you the climb. In the power play overs, India were 92 for no loss. By the 10th over midway, when the water break was taken, there were 127 runs for the loss of 1 wicket. In the 15th over, 203 for 1, but New Zealand managed to sort of draw back the run scoring between the 15th and the 20th over, thanks to Jimmy Nation, who took 3 wickets that restricted India to 255 for 5 and the target being 256. Nevertheless, let's look at the partnerships first. The first wicket partnership of 98 runs between Sanju Samson and Abhishek Sharma was 98 in 43 deliveries. The second wicket partnership between Sanju Samson and Ishan Kishan was 105 runs in 48 deliveries. Absolute thumping, isn't it? 19 boundaries, 18 sixes. What more can you ask? Sanju Samson made 89 in 46 deliveries, 8 massive sixes, strike rate of 193. Abhishek Sharma contributed 52, 3 massive sixes, strike rate 248. In comes Ishan Kishan batting at number 3, makes 54, 4 massive sixers in 25 deliveries, strike rate 216, and Shivan Dubé at the back end in 8 deliveries, stumps 2 sixers with a strike rate of 325. So this proves that none of the Kiwi bowlers were up to standards yesterday. Matt Henry, 1 for 49, Jimmy Nation took 3 for 48, that was at the back end. Sachin Ravindra, 1 for 32. Jacob Duffy, wicketless in 3 overs for 42. And the man who really got slaughtered yesterday was none other than Loki Ferguson. 2 overs, he conceded 48 runs. But Santner made a little bit of sense when he bowled 4 overs, conceded only 33 runs. The New Zealand batting was in tatters all over because by the 6th over, they had lost 3 wickets for 52 runs. Come midway, there were 88 runs for the loss of 5 wickets. In the 15th over, the writing was on the wall. Most of the top batters back in the hutch, 139 for 6, and ultimately bowled out in the 20th over for 159. Tim Seifert made 52 in 26 deliveries. Correction, 5 massive sixers, strike rate of 200. And Mitch Santner made 43 with Daryl Mitchell contributing 17. So they were never in the hunt and they were completely outplayed. The bowler of the generation of decades, Jasprit Bumrah, who also won the player of the match, took 4 wickets for 15 runs. Hardik Pandya, 1 for 36. And look at Akshar Patel, who bowled in the power play overs. He came up with a sterling performance, 3 for 27. And Varun Chakravarti was carted by the Englishman, managed to get 1 wicket for 39 against the Kiwis. So India win by 95 runs. And I also want to make mention that Ishan Kishan took 3 brilliant catches. So the Indian fielding and ground fielding was great. The player of the match award went to Jasprit Bumrah for his 4 for 15. And the player of the tournament, and rightly so, goes to Sanju Samson, because in the overall ranking of the top 5 batters, he ends up at number 3 with 321 runs to his credit and is a top run scorer for the strong Indian batting lineup in this particular World Cup. Well played, Sanju Samson, player of the tournament. Right, we also have a result here, the women's game between India and Australia. I rather mention that to you on my podcast today. This was a one-off test played in Perth. The Indian lassies were bowled out for 198 and 149 in the second innings, and the Aussie lassies made 328, dominating the game, and were 28 for no loss, thus winning the game by 10 wickets. Right, now let's look at the top five batters and the top five bowlers in T20 World Cup, concluded yesterday with India being crowned as the world champions for the second time on the trot. Mind you, they won the last edition as well. They've also won three editions of the T20 World Cup, which actually started back in 2007. So that itself is a record. But the top scorer in T20 World Cup was Shahib Ansa Farhan from Pakistan. He made 383 runs. The second place went to Tim Seifert, who made 326 runs from New Zealand. Mind you, he got a 50 yesterday. And Sanju Samson in third place, 321 runs for India. In fourth place, Ishan Kishan, 317 runs. That again, an Indian batter. And then Brian Bennett was placed in fifth place when he scored 292. The top bowlers, Jasprit Bumrah from India, leads the table, 14 wickets, followed by Varun Chakravarti from India, 14 wickets. Shadley from the United States in third place, 13 wickets. Blessing Musambarani, 13 wickets for Zimbabwe, and Adil Rashid, the Englishman, took 13 wickets in the T20 World Cup. So congratulations to India, richly deserved to win the World Cup. I think they were the best team on shore. None of the teams were able to compete with them. But if they really do a SWOT, that is strength, weakness, opposition, threats, they will then notice the only team that really undid them was in the league stage. That was South Africa. But then India came back strongly after that, isn't it? And don't forget the semi-final when India played against England at the Wankhede Stadium, a big and a high-scoring game. And England unfortunately dropped out by a loss of 7 runs in deficit. I thought I'll share those thoughts with you. Right before I wind up, we need to join Shane Dunlaver as we go across to Vancouver for the Rugby Sevens. Right, in the first round, Australia beat Argentina 17 points to 15. The Fijians beat the French 26 points to 21. The Spanish beat the Kiwis by 12 points to 10. South Africa beat England by 21 points to 5. Now, in the second round, the Aussies beat the French by 19 points to 7. Argentina got the better of the Fijians by 17 points to 14. Then the Kiwi boys beat England by 29 points to 5. And South Africa in the second round beat the Spanish by 28 points to 7. And the women's rugby sevens also was worked out. French got the better of the Japanese by 22 points to no score. The Kiwi girls beat England 35 points to 5. The United States of America beat the Canadians by 40 points to 7. The Aussies beat the French by 38 points to 24. Now, in the second round, the French beat the English, surprisingly, by 38 points to 5. The Kiwi girls got the better of the Japanese, 43 points to 5. The English beat the French, 36 points to 19. And the last game that was worked out saw Australia get the better of Canada by 26 points to 12. Well, that's it from me and Lakhit Peeris. I know we've had a long podcast today. On behalf of Lakhit, this is Brian Thomas signing off here on www.goforgold.lk. And the song we are dedicating today, please listen to it. It's a dedication to the world champions, T20 World Cup, India, for their splendid display against New Zealand. Get your headsets on, and it's a song about the champions.